Bob, Chris, tell me, what is Cranstock?
It's a state of mind. It's a place. It's a happening. It's a festival. It's friends. It's love.
We're here in Nomahegan Park. A lot of folks who have graduated from Cranford High School over the years are here. Why are you here? Why are you involved with this?
Bob got us involved about 6-7 years ago, and I'm actually an 81 graduate of Cranford High School, and Bob had put this together, as he said, as a gathering of friends and alumni of Cranford High School, et cetera, et cetera. He said, hey, man, come and play some music for us. I think they'd really dig what you do. And we came back, I want to say that was 6-7 years ago. We've been back every year ever since.
Obviously, we can hear the music in the background, but there's more to Cranstock than just the music. As I look around, I see a lot of folks, but there's also other things that are going on. Tell me some of the things that are going on.
Absolutely. Okay, well, as far as the actual event, you have Hoboken Eddie's Cooks. This is the 13th annual Cranstock. Started out in a backyard in Jim Zoltak's backyard 13 years ago. Eddie cooked for 40, 60 people back then in a howling wind and rainstorm. And it was a private party. And it's still technically a private party, but friends of friends do come, you know. So for 13 years, Hoboken Eddie's been here cooking for us. His food is phenomenal. We get all these bands like Lazy Lightning every year, Steel Rail Blues. Today we had a band come in that's a Cranford High School graduate. I'm the Man is the name of the band, a Joe Jackson tribute band. So you have the music, you have the food, you have the friends and camaraderie. And a lot of people do a lot of hard work. A lot of people are helping out. Now, it's important to note that this party, the genesis of this party is actually in a way sort of sad because 13 years ago, we lost two Cranford residents, Walter Neitzel and Todd Gibson, both within a month of each other. And it was sad and tragic. They were young men, and we lost them too young. Jim Zoltak wrote all of his friends an email. He lives in California now with his family. And he said, you know, I'm tired of only seeing my friends when we go to wakes or weddings. So let's have a living party for each other. Let's express our love for each other this way. And that's where the genesis of it was. We had a wonderful time in his backyard that night, despite the elements. And the next year, we decided that night, the first night, we decided the next year we should get the softball field in Nomahegan. Nomahegan is where we grew up. This is our playground. This is our park. This is where we played softball. This is where we tapped kegs as kids and where our parents used to tap kegs. Actually, they did more of the Bud Can thing back in the day. And they had the sack races and the egg toss and the pinatas and things that we're doing for the kids today. All the kids have a great time at this. It's modeled on the KFC Knights Columbus events that when I was a kid growing up, we were all kids. We enjoy it. And we feel like we're carrying the flame for that.
And the people who are here obviously aren't all living in Cranford now, but they come from around the state at least. Are you aware of some of the places people are coming from to be here today?
As far away from as California, right? Baltimore.
The band came from Baltimore today. I'm the Man, the Joe Jackson tribute. We've had people come in from Texas, Florida, California, Alaska, once from Ireland.
Well, Bob, Chris, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
You bet.
Thank you, Bernie.